Guess I have to live up to that one, huh? Thank you for the miracle moment, because that was part of my talk today. We have all been here in church and received messages, and sometimes we don't get the messages that we really want to get. So my advice to each of you is, before you come to church on Sunday, ask, and then listen. Because if you ask for somebody to come to you during the service or at another time, they will come, because you must listen in order to receive. Like Connie says, I've been in spiritualism, well, we always say since such and such a date, but we've all been in spiritualism all our lives. Do we sometimes doubt what messages are all about, whether they're coincidences or whether they're actual spirit communications? Sometimes it's difficult to determine that. A little bit more of my background. I like to tell stories because they teach lessons, just like the parables from the Bible tell story to teach lessons to us. Back when I was a teacher, I was in the convent for 15 years. After high school, I went into the convent. I taught school, and my last year teaching, before I went to chiropractic college, I had a seventh grade class from public school that I taught catechism to. We didn't teach catechism to seventh graders. We had discussion groups. We discussed one day whether hell existed. And this handsome young seventh grader got up and said, "I don't believe in hell, because God would not punish us. So we have a loving God who is not a punishable God." And he said, "I believe in my Father's house there are many mansions, and in those mansions all of us will live. And we will progress from one mansion to another." And I'm saying, oh my heavens, this is a 13-year-old telling his teacher this. That was the beginning of my doubts as to whether I could continue teaching catechism. It really was. I went to chiropractic college, and during my last year, one of the students from the class below me asked me if I would go down to Paterson, New Jersey. I was in New York at the time, to adjust her minister, who had a back problem. And my chiropractic technique was very gentle, and that's all he could handle. So I went down to do the adjustment on him, and it was late in the evening, and he says, "Would you like to stay for our midnight meditation?" Mind you, I was still in the convent, you know, and you don't stay out late. But I stayed for the midnight meditation, and Reverend Bill was a trumpet medium. So my first experience in a spiritualist church, in a metaphysical church, was a minister who did trumpet mediumship. And he brought my grandmother through. My grandmother had just died about 2 months earlier. And my grandmother told me things that this minister would never in a million years have known. And I said, "You know what? Nana and my mom did this without knowing they were spiritualists." They did. They were able to tell us things during our lives that were spirit messages. We didn't know what they were at the time, but when I visited Reverend Bill's house, his church that night, I realized that this was what I had to do. So I studied there, and I wasn't too sure whether I wanted to, because I had been involved in an organized religion before, and I said to Reverend Bill, "I really don't want to be part of an organized religion any longer." And he says, "Well, this is the most disorganized religion you will ever come to. So welcome." So 6 or 7 years later, I was ordained. We brought our two children up to be spiritualists. We had a daughter who had a lot of medical problems. For all intents and purposes, she should not have lived past her birth date. But we kept her alive for 17 years. And in 2001, Maureen passed when she was almost 17. And those were more determining times for us to understand what spirit communication was all about. 2 weeks after she passed, we went to the New London Spiritualist Church in Connecticut. And a minister came in from Hartford to do the service, and he brought Maureen through 2 weeks later. And I remember my son saying to us, let's find a spiritualist church near here so we can hear from Maureen. And this minister said, I see a young girl with a rose in her hand, with her hand across her chest. And my son almost fell out of his chair because there was a picture that Maureen had taken when she was in high school with a rose that she was holding across her chest. Now, that was spirit communication. There was no doubt whatsoever that that was Maureen. That was not coincidental. That same year, my son, who was a year and a half older than Maureen, went to college. And he was very, very fearful of a course he had to take in statistics. And he tells us that when he went to a medium at the New London Spiritualist Church, she told him that Maureen was going to help him with his math. Believe me, Maureen didn't know what 2 and 2 was. She was not very good at math. He said that one day when he came back from his class, he went to sit down on his chair to do his homework, and he leaped up because he felt somebody was sitting there. And he got an A in statistics. That was not coincidental. At Christmas time, we were terribly distraught. Even though we were spiritualists and we know that life goes on and we have spirit communication, Maureen wasn't with us. And that was her favorite holiday. So Christmas Eve, we sat down to have dinner. And the story behind this was my son had won a picture for me for my office. It was an oil painting. And I hadn't gotten it framed yet. And it was leaning at the end of the dining room table that way. And we sat down to eat dinner, and we said a blessing, and we were upset, and we started to cry. And the picture fell, not backwards, which gravity would make it do. It fell forward on the table, and we all got hysterical laughing because we knew it was Maureen. You all have experiences like that, I'm sure. But just don't doubt that it really was a spirit communication. We always tell our students when they come to a unfoldment class, on your way here, make sure that you are relaxed and you are mindful of where you're going, and ask somebody that you know of in spirit to come through to you that night. So the lesson that's taught here is that we ask, and then we have to listen, and we can't doubt. We can't doubt. We should all be very, very proud of the fact that we are part of a spiritualist or a metaphysical church. Unfortunately, many of us are embarrassed when people ask us what religion we belong to. And we falter and try to make excuses when it's such a great gift for all of us to have. The spirit communication continues on and on, and Maureen comes through to us in many, many different ways. When I first decided, I made the decision to move down south, my husband came along and decided he'd do it too. Before we left to come down here to look for a house, I wrote on a 3x5 card 5 things that I wanted out of a house here in North Carolina, out of a home. The first thing I wrote was, we will be happy here. Then I wrote 5 different things I wanted out of a house. After seeing 30 houses in 3 days, We almost gave up, realizing we would have to come back at another time. And the real estate agent pulled us up in front of a house in Wendell, and I turned to Barney and I said, "This is our house." She said, "You haven't even gone in yet." When we came back to Connecticut, I took the 3x5 card off the fireplace and showed it to him. He said, "When did you do this?" I said, "Back in February when we decided to move to North Carolina." And every day I talked to Maureen and said, "Make sure that we get all of these things. I don't need a fireplace, but I wished I had one last week." I said, "We don't need a fireplace, but give us what we need to make us happy." When we returned in our U-Haul truck to Wendell after our move, my husband and I and our friend, they two were in the truck and I was in the car behind him, and it was pouring rain. It was coming down in buckets. And I remember saying to Maureen, "Please let me know whether you think this is a good move for us and give us a nice big rainbow." When we pulled up at the Sheets gas station in Wendell, she gave us a rainbow. And I leaped out of the car and told Barney what I had said in the car all by myself. "Maureen, give us a rainbow to let us know we made the proper move." Not only did she give us a rainbow, she gave us a double rainbow. So as the Lord says, "Ask and it shall be given to you." But in order to receive something, you have to listen. And that's the message for today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Aren't